Ways and Means for, what is it, Tuesday, May 1st.
I think you have some constitutional issues on the House side.
You think so?
Who's that? They have a public hearing first?
God, let's vote right now.
Really? I call your question.
This is your dream vote right now. This is your dream vote. Get
we're just about to start.
Okay, here we go. This is just about the right news here.
You have a constitutional problem, Representative. Bill is reported out of subcommittee.
We'll get it.
House Bill 3540, Senator Schrader.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 3540 refers for voter approval, changes in the implementation of Measure 37. The measure is referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means for consideration of the fiscal impact for referral to voters. Major changes include modifications to the process for compensation, establishes opportunity for a claimant to select one of three options to submit a claim, establishes timelines, provides for transferability of development rights, revises process for claims against future land use regulations, and creates a compensation and conservation ombudsperson. Subcommittee on Natural Resources reviewed the fiscal impact, noting an appropriation for cost to refer the measure that voters is typically established after the election costs are known, generally 2 months after the election results are certified. Subcommittee on Natural Resources approved 5 amendments clarifying definitions, providing exceptions for forest and farmlands, correcting cross-references, deleting expenditure limitations established for the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and identifying House Bill 2083 as the measure to set the date for the special election. Subcommittee noted that the cost for implementing the substance to referral will only impact the budget if the measure is approved by the voters. Estimates of costs were prepared for the voters' pamphlet. Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3540 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended, and I point out for the committee's consumption that the 5 amendments that were discussed in subcommittee are now all rolled into a single amendment, as is our custom, and that's the dash 24s that you see before you.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Representative Girard.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that House Bill 3540 be tabled.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Girard moves that House Bill 3540 be tabled. I believe this is a non-debatable motion. Call the roll, please.
You probably have that memorized by now.
Senator Westland?
No.
Senator Gordley?
No.
Senator Winters?
Aye.
Senator Johnson?
No.
Senator Bates?
No.
Senator Devlin?
No.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Senator Berger?
No.
Senator Whitsitt?
Yes.
Vice Chair Carter?
No.
Co-Chair Schrader?
No.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Galizio?
No.
Representative Shields?
Yep.
Representative Edwards?
No.
Vice Chair Nathanson?
No.
Co-Chair Nolan?
No.
Motion fails.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Representative Gordon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be opposing House Bill 3540B. This is not a bipartisan bill. This bill was written primarily by the Department of Justice, LCDC. This bill, 3540B, is some 25 pages of complex legalese that will neuter the intent and thwart the will of many Oregon voters who passed Measure 37. As an example, it eliminates all Measure 37 claims except a constricted number of single-family residential claims, cutting out all landowners who have industrial or commercial land claims. It focuses on compensation and makes the process to qualify so expensive and complicated that few will be able to comply with the requirements and perfect their claims. And it subtly removes from Oregon counties the right for local decision-making jurisdiction. This bill is extremely complex, I could ask five questions in regard to this bill to most members of this committee that they would be unable to answer. Yet, in a few moments, they will be voting in favor of this bill. And despite the fact that they received the Dash 24 amended version less than an hour ago, this is not a good bill, and I will oppose it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Nelson.
Yes, thank you. Committee members, I was, I had nothing better to do, so I was sitting on the computer most of the day today, and about an hour ago I got a email that all of you will have on your state email from Brian Emerson and Fitch, who are attorneys at law in Redmond, Oregon. And basically, Ed Fitch has pointed out four issues. One, the grandfather clause in subsection 3 of section 5. A transferability issue concerning those who are grandfathered in. Number 3, a transfer to family-owned corporations or LLC should be included. They're recommending that. And also that the grandfather clause should also consider current litigation. So I just want to put the committee on notice to this is on their email. And the attorneys are already circling it. So I'll be a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Whitfield.
Thank you, Coach. Come on, question the carrier, please.
Senator,
can
you
hear?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is a committee, man. Ask away.
Why was the definition of fair market value in this act changed from the current statutory definition of fair market value in ORS 308-205?
That was to correlate with a recent Oregon Supreme Court decision.
Second question, please. Thank you. And in the, actually, this is in the Dash 11 amendments. I haven't been able to find them today in the 24 amendments we have only had for a few minutes. But what is the meaning in on Dash 11, page 2, line 15? What is the meaning of adaptations to general and special purposes?
I have no idea what reference you're making. Maybe get Mr. Whitman to come up and if we can answer that question for you. Thank you, sir. Where's it in the Dash 24, Senator?
Well, do you have the Dash 11 with you, Mr. Whitman?
Chair Nolan, for the record, Richard Whitman with the Oregon Department of Justice. I have the Dash 11s with me, yes.
Mm-hmm. So Senator, can you answer the question? Go ahead.
Yes. The definition that's substituted is a definition from the Oregon Department of Transportation Highway Right-of-Way Manual that's used for condemnation cases. It's the standard definition for fair market value in eminent domain cases. So there's a body of law around it that's established.
Thank you.
Chair, just for your information, that particular phrase is in the Dash 24s on page 3, lines 5 and 6.
Great. Thank you, Senator.
Nice.
Further discussion? I think we'll call the roll on this one.
Senator Wesson?
Aye.
Senator Doyle?
Aye.
Senator Winters?
No.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Bates?
Aye.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Senator Morris?
No.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Berger?
Aye.
Senator Whitson?
No.
Vice Chair Carter?
Yep.
Co-Chair Schrader?
Yep.
Representative Morgan?
No.
Representative Hannah?
No.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Garrard?
No.
Representative DeLuzio?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nathanson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Nolan?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Moving on, House Bill 3546.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair.
Senator Schrader again.
Yes, ma'am. House Bill 3546 provides government entities an additional 360 days to review and act upon ballot measure 37 claims received after November 1st, 2006. Since passage of ballot measure 37 in 2004, the state and counties have received over 14,000 claims, with over 7,000 of the claims filed between November 13th and December 4th. It is effectively impossible to review the large number of claims within the 180-day period specified in current law. Extending the time will provide the public with a fair and prompt process voters intended. House Bill 3546 was referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means from the Joint Committee on Land Use Fairness for consideration of the fiscal impact of the measure. And after research, the subcommittee approved an amendment to remove the allocation of $100,000 to the Department of Land Conservation Development, acknowledging that the final budget amount will be decided after consideration of the Department of Justice costs by the Public Safety Subcommittee. Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3546 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you. Any discussion? Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. As a final act of frustration, I will be voting no on this bill.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Mr. Carter.
After final hour frustration, I'm going to vote for it.
Thank you. Anybody else? Call the roll, please.
Senator West.
Aye.
Senator Gordon.
Aye.
Senator Winsor.
No.
Senator Johnson.
Aye.
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Devlin.
Aye.
Senator Morris.
No.
Senator Nelson.
No.
Senator Verger.
Aye.
Senator Whitson.
No.
Vice Chair Carter.
Aye.
Co-Chair Schrader.
Aye.
Representative Morgan.
No.
Representative Hannah.
No.
Representative Jensen.
No.
Representative Garrard.
No.
Representative Galizio.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nathanson.
Aye.
Co-Chair Nolan.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Our business today is done. We're adjourned.
Thanks, committee.